Blog Talk Radio. Okay. I guess. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get into some music here. Okay. Okay, let's get into some music. Let's see, what am I going to find for you all tonight? Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right, let's play this.
I'm I know that I can count on you. Things ain't
Excuse me. So make room in your heart and mind and rest in the love of your Heavenly Father as we look at different ways we are to abide in the true vine of God. Jesus makes this almost unbelievable promise in John chapter 15, verse 7 and 8. Scripture says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. So Jesus promises that if we abide in him and allow his words to abide in us, then we can ask anything we desire of God and it will happen. Clearly, this is a vital passage for us to understand today. I believe that the Lord has a fresh revelation in store for us. If we will take him at his word and allow him to transform our understanding of what it is to petition our Heavenly Father, so let's open our hearts and minds and allow the Holy Spirit to come and do a work in us today as we place our trust in Jesus' word. I have spent a large part of my Christian life praying without understanding how to pray. I used to view prayer as time for me to ask God for what I thought would be good and then wait to see if my circumstances lined up with my prayer. Then only through my circumstances would I know if God's answer to my prayer was yes or no. Then I read John chapter 15, verse 7 and 8. Jesus clearly teaches a very different model of prayer than I had been experiencing. Jesus' model for prayer is abiding in his presence, abiding in his words, and then asking God for our heart's desires. God desires that we would be so in tune with his heartbeat and so saturated with his word that our desires would be transformed into his desires. His plan is to fill us with the knowledge of his perfect will for our lives in the secret place so that we can pray and live wholeheartedly with full expectation that our Heavenly Father will bring fruition in the desires he has placed within us. Does this model of prayer line up with your life? Is your prayer life marked by abiding in him and his word first? Have you discovered the heartbeat of your Heavenly Father? Do you feel as if you know how he feels about situations going on in your life? Are you so saturated with his word that it is transforming your actions, beliefs, emotions, and prayers? Scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 says, and we will all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into some image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And Deuteronomy 4, chapter 4, verses 29 says, but from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him as if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul. So God longs for you to search out his heartbeat. He longs to reveal to you how he feels about you in every aspect of your life. He longs to transform your desires into his, that you might desire and ask him for what is really best for you. So asking God for something is meant to be as simple as abiding in his presence and word and praying in line with the desires he birthed in you. Discover today the wealth and desires he longs to share with you. Ask him to show you how he feels and thinks. Saturate yourself in his word. Allow the teachings of Jesus to transform your perspectives. And ask your Heavenly Father to bring in to fruition the desires he placed within you. May your desires be one with God today as you spend time abiding in the true vine of Jesus. So firstly, meditate on Jesus' process of prayer. Reflect on each phrase. Allow the word of Jesus to transform the way you will view spending time with God in prayer. Secondly, spend time abiding in the presence of the word of Jesus. Ask him to reveal how he feels about situations in your life where you need his help. Ask him to show you how he feels about anything you are curious about. Spending time with God is meant to consist of conversations, questions, and response. Seek and rest in his heart and word today. So thirdly, after discovering the heartbeat of God and the teachings of Jesus, ask God for your heart's desire, okay, and confidence. Petition your Heavenly Father to bring the petition and desires he's planting within you. Pray in line with the Spirit and truth. Take joy in your Heavenly Father's desire to answer your prayer. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watched in it with thanksgiving. And when you pray, you must not be like hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you that they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, I do not heap upon emptiness praises as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 and 8. The Lord loves to answer the prayers of his children. He longs to give you every good and perfect gift. So trust in his goodness. Have faith that he will respond to your prayers in more magnificent ways than you could ever imagine. He is our loving Father, and he loves to bless us. So rest in his presence and word today, and allow him to mold and shape you into the image of Jesus. I highly suggest you read Matthew chapter 6. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. All right. Let me ask you, are you wanting to seek the Lord Jesus tonight? If you are, you will have a chance to do so in a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down that long road and not knowing what's going on in your life? Not knowing what's up, what's going up and down? Okay, maybe you're lacking purpose in life. And you need some purpose in your life. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from an addiction, such as to alcohol, drugs, gambling, sexual immorality, overeating. Whatever your situation may be, see, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. So I say, okay, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, you know, tonight we're not taking callers. Tonight is the godly night, okay? Okay, tomorrow night, If we decide to be on air, because Tony Gaga is going to be on Wednesday night, we may decide to cancel the show because not too many people are going to be calling us, okay, if Tony Gaga's on the same time we are. So, with that being said, we'll probably be off tomorrow night, okay, and, pick back up on Thursday, okay, and maybe Thursday we'll have open mic night, and Friday and Saturday we'll just do godly, just do like we're doing tonight, a godly setup. So anyway, we're gonna play some music, okay? Get us back in the spirit. Here we go.
Undefeated God, you are.
Thank you.
God, you reign victorious. You are the one who fights for us.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise.
we're going to bring Tony F on. He can read the Bible. Okay? All righty. Here we go. Here's Tony F.
My, my, my. And here we are again. I do want to throw out a little couple of little to the people in the chat room who are keeping me very amused this evening. I always enjoy y'all, especially you, Ashley. What is Samuel 9:1? There was a man of Benjamin, whose name was Kish, and the son of Abel, the son of Zerah, and the son of Barach, the son of Afi, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power. And he had a choice and a handsome son whose name was Saul. There was not a more handsome person than he among the children of Israel. From his shoulders upwards, he was taller than any of the people. Now the donkeys of Kish, Saul's father, were lost, and Kish said to his son Saul, "Please take one of the servants with you and arise and go and look for the donkeys." So he passed through the mountains of Ephraim and through the lands of Shalisha, but he did not find them. Then they passed through the land of Shalim, and they were not there. Then he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but he could not find them. When they had come to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant who was with him, "Come, let us return, lest my father cease caring about the donkeys and become worried about us." And he said to him, "Look now, there is in this city a man of God, and he is an honorable man, and all that he says surely comes to pass. So let us go there. Perhaps he can show us what we should do and go next." Then Saul said to his servant, "But look, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread in our vessels is all gone, and there is no present to bring the man of God. What do we have?" And the servant answered Saul again and said, "Look, I have here at hand 1/4 of a shekel of silver. I will give that to the man of God to tell us our way." Formerly in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, he spoke thus, "Come, let us go to the seer," for he is now called a prophet, was formerly called a seer. Just in case you didn't know that. Then Saul said to his servant, "Well, come, let us go." So they went to the city where the man of God was. And they went up the hill of the city, and they met some young women going out to draw water, and said to them, "Is the seer here?" And they answered them and said, "Yes, there he is, just ahead of you. Hurry now, for today he came to this city, because there is a sacrifice of the people today on the high place. As soon as you come into the city, you will surely find him, before he goes up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. Afterwards, those who are invited will eat. Now therefore, go up, for about this time you will find him." So they went up to the city. As they were coming into the city, there was Samuel coming out towards them on his way up to the high place. Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear the day before that Saul was coming, saying, "Tomorrow about this time I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him commander over my people, Israel, that he may save my people from the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry has come to me." So when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, "There he is, the man of whom I spoke to you. This one shall reign over my people." Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, "Please tell me, where is the seer's house?" Samuel answered Saul and said, "I am the seer. Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today. And tomorrow I will let you go and will tell you all that is in your heart. But as far as your donkeys, they were lost 3 days ago. Do not be anxious about them, for they have been found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? It is not on you and not on your father's house." And Saul answered and said, "But I'm a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribes of Benjamin. Why then do you speak to me like this?" Now Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the hall and had them sit in the place of honor among those who were invited. There were about 30 people, and Samuel said to the cook, "Bring the portion which I gave you, for which I said to you, set it apart." So the cook took up the thigh with its upper part and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, "Here it is, what was kept back. It was set apart for you. Eat, for until this time it has been kept for you, since I said I invited the people." So Saul ate with Samuel that day. When they had come down from the high place into the city, Samuel spoke with Saul on the top of the house. They arose early, and it was about the dawning of the day that Samuel called to Saul on the top of the house, saying, "Get up, that I may send you on your way." Saul arose, and both of them went outside, he and Samuel. As they were going down to the outskirts of the city, Samuel said to Saul, "Tell the servant to go ahead on us," and he went on. "But you stand here a while, that I may announce you to the word of God." Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, "It is not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance. When you have departed from me today, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zelah, and they will say to you, 'The donkeys which you went to look for have been found, and now your father has ceased caring about the donkeys and is worrying about you, saying, "What shall I do about my son?" Then you shall go on forward from there and come to the Tebarim tree of Tabor. There, three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you, one carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of wine. And they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive from their hands. After that, you shall come to the hill of God where the Philistines' garrison is. And it will happen, when you have come there to the city, that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a stringed instrument, a tambourine, a flute, and a harp before them. And they will be prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs come to you, that you do as the occasion demands, for God is with you. You shall go down before me to Gilgal, and surely I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and make sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days you shall wait till I come to you and show you what you should do." So it was, when he turned his back to go from Samuel, that God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. Then Samuel called the people together to the Lord at Mizpah and said to the children of Israel, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all kingdoms and from those who oppressed you. But you have today rejected your God, who himself saved you from all your adversaries and your tribulations. And you have said to him, 'No, set a king over us.' Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your clans." And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was chosen. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the families of Machri was chosen, and Saul the son of Kish was chosen. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further, "Has the man come here yet?" And the Lord answered, "There he is, hidden among the equipment." So they ran and brought him from there, and when he stood among the people, he was taller than any of the people from his shoulders upward. And Samuel said to all the people, "Do you see him who the Lord has chosen? That there is no one like him among all the people." So the people shouted and said, "Long live the king." Amen. Before I finish up this evening, I want to thank you all for inviting me in, letting me read the Bible to you the way it was meant to be shared, the way it was written. I guess that's all I have for you this evening. We're going to take God with a word of worship from Psalms 39:7, 12:13. "And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me that I may regain strength before I go away and am no more." Now, we'll take it a little bit to the dark side, give you words of wisdom from Proverbs 11:30, and it says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise." So I want to thank you all for tonight. We'll be here again, let's see, not really sure, because you know we're bouncing around our Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays to suit caller nights. From what I understand, we may not be on tomorrow night due to Tony Gaga putting in a new show on Wednesdays. And I was trying to convince Ken that maybe we do need to take a couple of days off during the week. So that may be what happens. Thank you all for listening tonight. I hope you're safe and well until we meet again.
God bless. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Great reading. Great reading. All right. No, I'm not taking time.
You just put a song and I'd be, you're leaving big gaps here.
Okay, all right.
People think you're very unprepared tonight. It's been mentioned in your chat room, so let's put on some music. Let's praise the Lord.
Yeah.
God's Rainbow Ministries presents music and the Word. So let's give them some music.
Okay, let's give them some music.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Don't feel good. It don't feel good. The growing never does. It don't. the song says, mountains are still big, strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do.
That version of Amazing Grace. Amen. Well, let's get into the prophetic word. Okay, the Father says today that I am delivering you from worry. Fear is an intoxicant, says the Father, and this poison will no longer contaminate your life. I will so fill you with myself and so bless you with my hand that worry and fear will be implausible, laughability. The specter of fear and torment that haunts others will no longer daunt you, says the Father. My very nature, says the Father, is expressed in faithfulness in your life. I am faithful to deliver, okay, in your life, says the Father. I am faithful to heal and faithful to provide. Be of good courage, says the Father. My faithfulness so envelops you that I will answer before your call. Get ready for a blessing today. Even this day I will answer as more than you can ask or think, God. My very name in your life, says the Father, is more than enough. I don't answer prayers with illusory maybes or faint probabilities. You are going to see my hand up front and center in your life. So be of good courage, says the Father. Don't look to the right or the left. Regard not the rising tide of false expectations. I will not allow the enemy to gain advantage over you. I will empower and shield and protect you by my hand, and you will give testimony before all the world around you that I am the God who answers by fire and delivers you from every snare. Amen. Well, that goes out to those who need the word today, okay? And you know who you are. Amen. All right. Well, let's close this out in a prayer. Lord God, send your spirit, we pray, over us, over the whole world. Let your light dawn on earth among humankind, Lord. Reveal your power and let your reign begin, Lord. May your will be done, O Lord. We kneel before your throne and plead to you, Lord. We are weak, Lord. Help, bless us. Establish your kingdom in our hearts of those who are willing to follow you, Lord, who are willing to accept your grace in Jesus Christ, Lord. Help us through your strength. Reign over us, Lord. Be with us with your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, our Father. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out. Okay, so let's be blessed with this song. Amen.
There is power.
Have a blessed night. Okay. See you soon. Bye-bye.